So let's start. Let's talk in English so everybody can be at the same way. Welcome to the Portuguese Parliament, as we call the Assembly of Republic. For this meeting, we have here present myself as Vice President of the Foreign Affairs and Portuguese Communities Committee, and also Rodrigo Saraiva. Rodrigo. And I'm also a member of the Parliament for the Iniciativa Liberal Party. We have at my right António Filipe, he's a member of the Portuguese Communist Party. João Paulo Rebelo from the Socialist Party. Marisa Matias from the Left Bloc. And Jorge Pinto from Livre, translation Free Party. they are not left-right as it comes. Someone in my right from left, everybody from left, for the common knowledge of the position of the parties. Today it's informal sitting, let's call it this way. The beginning, the word is yours. We are here to listening you, and after that our members of the Parliament will make some questions or comments on the issue that you bring to us and that you want to share with us. Thank you.
I'm going to do in Portuguese.
Can I do it?
Please. Sorry.
Don't worry. So good morning. Thank you, first of all, for receiving us. My name is Carlos Almeida. I'm representing the Movement for the Rights of Palestinian People and Peace in the Middle East. At my left, I have Matilde Lima from Projeto Ruído, which is one of the associations linked with this project. I want to introduce Felipe Lopes, who is the coordinator of commission communication of the Flotilha. Hanna Hamida.
Rano.
Rano. My Arabic is terrible. She is an artist, and she is in the Flotilha, in the Handala, which is the name of the boat, the ship, and Youssef Samoud, who is also at the Handala. So I want, first of all, to thank you for receiving us. Just a brief information. MPPM is linked with this Flotilha, with this project of Flotilha. You are probably familiar. This has 14 years old of a project to bring humanitarian help for the people in Gaza facing a blockade imposed by Israel. So, of course, this project have 14 years old to raise public opinion against this illegal blockade. Of course, in these terrible days that we are living, this project have a very important urgency, taking in account the genocide that is happening nowadays, televised by all the means in Gaza. MPPM, as I told you, is linked with this project. We receive the Flotilha with other organizations, especially Association Ruído, Youth Association, Portuguese Peace Council, and the Trade Unions Confederation, but we have also links with many other movements, collectives, which are active in the solidarity with the Palestinian people. And this is a brief presentation. Philippe and the other members of the Flotilha, of course, you can make your case.
Well, boa tarde. Nós fazemos parte da Flotilha da Liberdade. Somos movimento solidário formado por campanhas, iniciativas e pessoas de diversas partes do mundo. Olá a todos, meu nome é Felipe Lopes. Eu sou brasileiro com cidadania e família portuguesa, que emigrou para a Irlanda há mais de 12 anos atrás. Sou fotojornalista focado em direitos humanos e atualmente eu sou coordenador de comunicação e de campanha da Flotilha da Liberdade. No momento, a Flotilha da Liberdade tem duas missões acontecendo ao mesmo tempo. A primeira, a missão de ajuda humanitária emergencial, onde nossa organização tem 3 barcos ou navios na Turquia, pronto para navegar para Gaza. Mas, recentemente, nós enfrentamos problemas burocráticos, que foi a questão da bandeira do barco. Ao tentar enviar mais de 5 mil toneladas de ajuda necessária ao povo palestino em Gaza. Nós não vamos desistir desses barcos que estão na Turquia. A gente está batalhando com diversos advogados e diversas forças políticas e sociais para a gente conseguir o flag state, a bandeira que, de fato, permite o barco de navegar. E a segunda missão, pelas crianças de Gaza, com o nosso barco Handala, que está aqui atracado em Lisboa. Handala está visitando diversos países na Europa para denunciar a cumplicidade dos países europeus no genocídio em curso contra o povo palestino em Gaza. A Flotila da Liberdade tem como objetivo denunciar e romper o bloqueio ilegal e desumano contra os palestinos. Condenar e expor a cumplicidade de outros governos e atores globais que estão permitindo o bloqueio e o cerco a Gaza. O que está acontecendo em Gaza é um genocídio. E não sou eu que estou falando isso. É as Nações Unidas e diversas outras instituições internacionais. Mas os Estados Unidos, o Reino Unido, a Alemanha, a França e a Austrália e outros países envolvidos devem ser responsabilizados pelo financiamento desse genocídio contra o povo palestino. Isso deve parar agora. O governo de Portugal está se negando a reconhecer a Palestina como Estado. E isso é uma barbaridade. Reconhecer a Palestina como Estado é o primeiro passo para qualquer intervenção política, intervenção social, com solidariedade e respeito ao povo palestino. Ao mesmo tempo que Portugal não quer reconhecer o Estado da Palestina, o governo de Portugal também se nega a usar a palavra genocídio. E isso é um absurdo, na opinião da organização. E eu sei que o senhor Paulo Rangel tem expressado a opinião dele nos jornais e na mídia pública em Portugal. E eu me pergunto, quantos mais palestinos terão que ser assassinados para que o governo de Portugal reflita a opinião da sociedade civil? A sociedade civil, e nós temos visto as manifestações nas ruas, estão demandando sanções econômicas e políticas sobre Israel. Porque apenas palavras não alteram nada. Precisamos de ações concretas que reflitam o desejo e a vontade da sociedade civil. Recentemente, nós vimos como o mundo, e principalmente a União Europeia, respondeu ao ataque brutal da Rússia sobre a Ucrânia. O acolhimento, a solidariedade e as sanções políticas e diplomáticas foram as respostas dos países europeus à Rússia. E isso é o certo e foi o certo a se fazer. Mas nós nos perguntamos por que essas mesmas ações não se aplicam à catástrofe humanitária que Israel continua a causar contra o povo palestino. Recentemente, as Nações Unidas, através de um artigo, exigiu passagem segura para nossa flotila. Nós temos o direito legal, de ir para a Palestina, sem ser atacados por Israel. No passado, nós fomos atacados, como todo mundo se lembra, em 2010, fomos atacados, assassinados, torturados e presos pelas forças de Israel. E isso, infelizmente, pode se tornar realidade uma outra vez. A Flotila da Liberdade pede, com todo respeito, a proteção diplomática e operacional da nossa flotila. O governo de Portugal tem, sim, a sua força e presença na União Europeia, através dos seus parlamentaristas, deputados e representantes nacionais. E gostaria de dizer que a resistência e a perseverança do povo palestino é ainda o que nos motiva e o que mais nos impressiona. De pouco a pouco, eu acredito que a sociedade civil está aprendendo a resistir com o povo palestino. Por fim, nós, a Flotila da Liberdade, pedimos justiça, liberdade, igualdade e uma Palestina livre. Obrigado. Eu gostaria de passar a palavra para a Hannah. Rana, ela mora... Eu gostaria de passar a palavra para o Youssef. Ele mora na Nova Zelândia, mas ele é palestino e uma família que foi forçamente removida, refugida da sua terra natal para a Nova Zelândia. Youssef, por favor.
Is that better? First of all, thank you for having us here today. We've been in Lisbon for 24 hours now, and we've had a chance to speak to a few locals, taxi drivers, cafe shop managers, and the like. A trend I noticed is the complaint that they have about the number of immigrants coming into Lisbon, particularly from the Middle East. The reply I had to them was, rather than complain about the people coming in, perhaps we should look at the reason behind why they're coming in. Why are their countries being destroyed? Why are they escaping war? And are the European countries involved either by being silent or by being complicit or actively funding what's happening over there? And the source of all of this, I tell these people, is the military-industrial complex, which is further supported by Zionism, which is a colonial apartheid project that abuses the Jewish religion to propagate racism, dehumanize the native population, and expel them from their lands. So currently, there is an ICJ ruling ordering Israel to immediately cease military actions. In Gaza, this was issued over 2 months ago. There is a UN resolution that has been passed, calling for an immediate ceasefire, which is even older than the ICJ ruling. There are arrest warrants issued for Netanyahu and his members of his cabinet. Gaza is 3 times smaller than Hiroshima, and in the past 9 months, Israel has dropped the equivalent of 6 atomic bombs on Gaza. So when you speak about the recognition of a Palestinian state as it existed before 1948, at this point to Palestinians, this is a harsh joke. A two-state solution isn't even an option anymore. How can it be when the borders that were agreed are completely overrun with illegal settlements as we speak? What's supposed to happen? Do we undo these settlements? What's the process here? What good is a state when its population is being annihilated? How can a state exist when its neighbor is actively trying to exterminate it? It's not even worth mentioning today, this two-state solution. What needs to be discussed are the measures required to be taken by Portugal and other European countries to hold Israel and their extremist government accountable for their acts of genocide. Their acts of forced starvation, targeted bombing of schools, hospitals, mosques, churches, libraries, universities, UN facilities, without any consequences, with impunity. Do you remember when 6 months ago Israel was denying having bombed one hospital. Do you remember? There's one hospital left now, currently. More UN personnel and health workers have been killed in the past 9 months than in any other conflict since the UN was established 78 years ago. In 9 months. Every day, I see a video on my social media, on Instagram, of the horror of what's happening there. And I think to myself, it can't get worse than this. This is the worst thing I've ever seen. And every day, I'm proven wrong. We don't need your sympathy. We need your action. The children in Gaza need you. So the questions I have for you all today, I hope you can answer them, is why is the Israeli ambassador still here? What's he doing here? Or she? Or they? Why have sanctions not been placed on Israel? The evidence is clear. Where are the sanctions? Why has the word genocide not been used in any public statement? As far as I'm aware, it hasn't. When no other word comes close to describing what's happening there. And lastly, how are each of you using your tools and your positions to influence the narrative and to influence change? Thank you for your time.
Salam. Does everyone speak English in the back? See? Okay. My name is Rana. I'm Palestinian. And my family were refugees from 1948, from Nakba, the first one. This is the second one happening right now in front of our eyes. There have been a lot of thoughts and facts and things that are happening, so I just like to drop into the space that connects us all, which is our humanity. That is now being genocided inside each one of us is not only in Palestine. And that's a word from the children in Gaza.
طفل يكتب فوق جدار طفل نبتت بين أصابعه النار طفل يكتب فوق جدار طفل نبتت بين أصابعه النار أيتها الخوذات البيضاء حذار من طفل نبتت بين أصابعه النار من طفل يكتب فوق جدار يكتب بعض الأشعار وبعض الأشجار وبعض الأحجار.
The children are burning in front of our eyes. And this is a humanitarian crisis. It's a catastrophe. But it's really a genocide on humanity. Because every time we don't speak up and we don't do an action, a piece of us dies with them. And all these buildings and all the suits are nothing after everything dies inside of us. Without our humanity, nothing, no evolution is going to proceed. It's slowly and slowly just burning every time we just watch with no actions. And each one of us has power to do actions. We're literally waking up every day with nightmares, seeing our loved ones in the eyes of these children and these families that are dying. And if you haven't yet, you will at some point. Because it's not a conscious thing that this is, that it's nothing comprehensible. It's going to be in every cell of us until we can't see anything else. And all the work and the wars that Europe have been through before, or any other country have been before, the colonization that we live right now in each of our countries and each of our minds, this is a continuous thing until we do something. It's all the people that have died before, it's for nothing if we don't do something right now. It will just repeat itself. It will continue perpetuating if we don't stand up. And I know that in the parliament or the people that do power in this house or other places, there might be a majority for people that advocate for extreme ideas that we might not agree with. But that doesn't mean anything. What really matters is what you're standing for. And just remembering that once you stand for humanity and stand for your fellowship, the people that you are, you want to continue not being enslaved for, that's what matters. So even if there's a majority in the house that advocates for things that are not natural, that are not in the benefit of each one of us, specifically the human in us, that has the creative power to build these buildings and to evolve and to make amazing discoveries, you still have a voice. You still have a lot of power. There are the young generation that is sitting with us on the table. This is what are going to be leading the country at some point. This is your allies. People in the streets are coming up and they are speaking up. You already hear the voices of the majority. Just because someone is sitting on a chair next to you that supposedly have more power in decision-making doesn't mean that they're going to last forever. They're not. None of us will last forever. So I just invite you to join the anchor of which the evolution of the whole human race and whole humanity revolves around. There's nothing else left. So it's either we stand together and we are stronger, or we're just going to fall together at one point or another. Thank you.
Okay. So I will pass the word now for the members of the parliament. So let's start from Jorge and Flo until João. If no one has problems with that, Jorge, please.
Bom dia, Sabah al-Khair. Welcome to this House of the Republic. And I might start there, the Republic, the common thing, the thing of all, and precisely what Rana just said about humanity, universalism, if you want. It's pretty much what is missing in the Middle East, that's for sure. And a bit the rest of the world is being influenced by that. The fact that parts of the Israeli society, certainly the Israeli government, tries to dehumanize Palestinians, not only in Gaza, but specifically in Gaza, is part of the justification for what we are seeing. And the fact that others in other countries tend to accept the fact that there are first and second class victims or first and second class aggressors is part of the problem as well. So I'm not sure, I really don't know, I wish I could know what is the best solution. Is it two-state solution as defended by United Nations, as defended by my party, for example? Is it, like Youssef said, like left-wing Israeli thinkers, I think, for example, Ilian Pape, defend as well a single state with multi-ethnicity, multi-confessions, multi-languages. I really don't know. What I know is that we must stop what is happening. I repeat, not only in Gaza, in the West Bank as well. We must stop what is very likely a genocide, but even if we don't want to discuss languages, words or whatever, the fact that 40,000 people have been murdered in 6 months, 7 months, shows that we as humanity, certainly we as politicians as well, are failing at some point. This is clear. I have very, very present the images, I think, from 2010, right? So the murders, I think it affected all of us who for years are following the Palestinian cause. And going a bit back and not answering directly what you said, Youssef, about the diplomatic relationship with Israel. Historically, you might know, because you are working with Portuguese, we had a sort of similar case with East Timor. So it was invaded by Australia, by Indonesia, and supported by Australia, where you now live. And for years, decades, we thought that that was a lost cause. And actually, at that time, Portugal did not have diplomatic relationship with Indonesia. And just for the anecdote, the very first time I left Portugal alone with my parents, I was 12 years old, precisely to go to Madrid to a demonstration in front of the Indonesian embassy. But there was a slogan that came from those times, which was pretty much resisting is winning. And it served. It took decades. It took some numbers say that 1/6 of the population in Timor was murdered by Indonesia. But now they are independent. They have their independence, so they won. Again, I repeat, I'm not sure what is the strategy for Palestine as a whole, what is the strategy for Gaza with all its internal struggles between Hamas, between Fatah, Palestinian Authority. You know that much better than I do. What I want to say is that on our end, at the parliament, and unfortunately we don't have representatives from the parties supporting the government, we try to set the agenda, and I don't speak only for my party. I don't think that this is the cause to, you know, claim merits for oneself. We had a specific debate 2 weeks ago, here at the parliament, asking, among other things, the recognition of the independence of Palestine. It did not pass, although every single party, I repeat, every single party stressed that they would support a two-state solution. And we asked as well for things that I would assume that would be easier to be approved, such as not allowing Portuguese ports to be used to transport weapons to Israel, and that as well was rejected. So just to say, we are trying together with the civic society, of course, as well. And I want to believe that the vast majority of the Portuguese population does support your struggle as well. I repeat this because we lived from very close. It certainly marked my generation, the independence cause of East Timor. Decades, it took a lot of struggle, a lot of diplomatic action, but a lot of street action as well. And we prevailed. So this is really the only things I want to say to you. And again, I cannot say a lot about cutting diplomatic ties. It's certainly not up to us to define that. About the narrative, this is what we are doing. We are trying to set the agenda here at the parliament as well. We have asked directly the prime minister about that as well. The reply, the replies in plural, unfortunately, have not been what we wished they would be. Thank you.
Thank you so much. Thank you all for being here. Thank you for being here again. I'm Marisa Matias. I'm from Left Bloc. I don't know what else to say, but I'll say a few words. The Left Bloc also has Livre and PCP and other parties have been bringing several proposals to this house not only for the recognition of the state of Palestine, not only what George was saying concerning the weapons, but also to ask to the Portuguese government to associate itself to the International Court of Justice process when it comes to the genocide. Okay, so many measures that and proposals that we have been bringing here, and we don't find a majority inside. I also believe that outside there's a majority for Palestine, but not inside this house. In any case, doesn't mean that we'll give up. I've been into Gaza several times, twice, and more times to West Bank occupied territories. The first time I went to Gaza, it was not too long after the full siege of Gaza, and together with other friends from other parties, from other countries, together with, for instance, Jeremy Corbyn, Claire Short, and other friends from other countries, from other parties, we entered into Gaza. And I've been in several contexts of war, and I've never been able to see anything like that. And I cannot imagine how is it now. So the only solution, we don't have to have ideas for the strategy for Palestine, because that's something to be decided by Palestinian people, so it's not something that we need to occupy ourselves with it. But yes, we have to have some words, and I think your questions are very important. We should support BDS movement. It's only fair. It was something like that very useful during the apartheid regime in South Africa. It would be, of course, very useful here if there would be international community associated to it. And, of course, we cannot accept the double standards, especially in this moment. But when we see what is being done, and fairly done, concerning Ukraine, and I totally support what is being done, is not understandable from my point of view. Why is it so obvious when it comes to Ukraine, and there's nothing obvious when it comes to Palestine? In fact, we are facing a second Nakba. I think there's no doubt about that. But we need to keep struggle. So, as I said, I don't know what to say. I don't find the words anymore. Only to say that, of course, we keep fighting, and we'll still keep presenting proposals here in the parliament and wherever we can do it, and raise our voices, because there are so many people who cannot even raise their voices. Every day that passes is just another day of genocide being committed. I know that the institutions officially don't use the word genocide, but a lot of people still use it, even in the institutions like the parliament, and we will not stop doing that. So full solidarity to our movement and organizations. I've been associated several times to the flotilla movement. I was about to enter into one of the ships, but at the end I could not come. But in any case, we are here to try to continue to raise the voice and recognizing everything that is happening. It's not only the murdering of the people of Palestine, but also the murdering of the international law and our capacity to answer to all the situations with dignity and humanity. And this price will also be very, very high and in the future. So full solidarity, and I hope that you can reach the objectives to arrive into Gaza and bring the humanitarian aid that is so in need. And I hope that from this country, from my country, that the government will soon recognize the state of Palestine. I hope that there are no double standards, and I hope that other measures will be taken to support the Palestinian people.
Welcome. My name is Antonio Philippe. I'm a member of parliament from Portuguese Communist Party. Be welcome to Portugal and to the Assembly of the Republic, our parliament. Here, my party, we have a long history of solidarity with Palestinian people, with several initiatives, political initiatives from our party, and also as parliamentarians, we express for many years our full commitment in the solidarity with the Palestinian people, we struggle for relation of our parliament to the Palestinian authority and the parliament elected by the Palestinian people. We had in the last legislatures, with our strong commitment, a friendship group of Portuguese parliamentarians with the Palestinian people. So in this terrible moment, we supported the Portuguese government should recognize immediately the state of Palestine, and we must struggle for the immediate ceasefire, for the full humanitarian assistance without restrictions with the Palestinian people, and we must keep the fundamental claims of Palestinian people for the recognizing of this two-state solution with the borders of 67, the right to return of refugees expelled from their homes since 1948, and we must assure the right of Palestinian people to live in peace in their land, in their motherland. So this is our strong commitment for now, the immediate ceasefire and full solidarity with Palestinian people. We think that in this troubled situation in the world, the solidarity with Palestinian people must be the front line, must be the first cause of commitment for the people who support the idea of the dignity of all human rights and the whole citizens. And we think that is the first case of mankind, of supporting the mankind, humanity, is the first struggle, is the solidarity with Palestinian people, and we stand with our strong commitment in this case, and I express my greetings of your initiative of Flotilla. We wish you the best success in your difficult struggle, and we can you can be sure of the solidarity of the communists of Portugal and the members of Parliament from the Communist Party in this assembly with the solidarity of Palestinian people. Be welcome and best wishes for your struggle.
Thank you so much. Very briefly, because we are now in an advanced hour for, should be like 30 minutes our meeting. Of course, I'm not saying it's a waste of time, but we have other commits. First of all, my name is João Paulo Rebelo. I'm from the Socialist Party, and thank you for visiting us. Thank you also for your commitment with, of course, with the Palestinian people, but for the human rights. We are speaking about a matter of human rights, of course. My party, the Socialists, we were in government, in power, in Portugal, until last March. Actually, our position had some evolution in this last month, of course, because of the tragedy that we are watching every day in our TVs, in the social media, in the news, all over. And it's very, very, very sad for, I usually say, for a decent in a minimum decent values of anyone, it's very sad to, I think, at the least we must say that this must stop now, of course. So our evolution was, we were talking with some countries, with Spain, with Ireland, with Slovenia. As you know, they recently recognized the state of Palestine. We know that if the socialists were still in government, we would join these countries in that recognition. So actually now we are on the opposition here in Parliament, but we are pressing the government to recognize the Palestine country, of course, the state. It's very strange that we support for decades the two-state solution, but our country actually only recognizes one. It's kind of a stupid thing. We were talking before about children. I have two children, one younger, with 17 years old, but another one with 10 years, and I find very difficult to explain him this situation, and when I try to explain more or less, he doesn't understand. But if there should be two states, why do we only recognize one? Of course, it's a basic concept. Well, right this morning we had the Minister of Foreign Affairs in a commission here in the Parliament, in the European Affairs Commission. He came because we had the Council of Europe last week, and so it's a mandatory meeting of the Commission after the Council of Europe, and we asked him again because we had a meeting in the plenary session before the Council of Europe, and we asked him, when do you, as a minister, and we asked the Prime Minister also, when do you think that Portugal will recognize the? Because we think it's crucial to do it, and this morning we also asked again. So we are doing our part. We are doing our role in because we understand, of course, Portugal. It's not because of the size of the country, but we are an European country. We know that our. If we go to this position, of course, that the world will recognize also one more European country, and it's kind of symbolic, but it's very, very important. So, thank you for your fight. Thank you for the way that you personally suffer with this matter, of course, and all our solidarity to you. Thank you.
Okay, before passing the word so you can make your final comments on this meeting, just one note, there was also here a member of the Parliament for the Social Democratic Party. So in this meeting, from the nine parties that are present in this Parliament, you had the presence or the participation of six of our Portuguese parties here in the Parliament, six in nine. And one of them is just with one member. She's over with the agenda somewhere. I know for sure if she was able to be here, Inês from the Animal and Nature People Party, she was here. I have two just questions, but it's details. One that you mentioned in your first intervention, the flagship problem, just to understand the, because what's the country, what's the flagship of the chips, just to understand the, who might be the problem, because I didn't know about these three chips, just this question. And one question regarding Andala, because you mentioned that Andala is in a mission of sensibilization of people, and here in the briefing of this meeting said that beside the sensibilization is also humanitarian. Just to understand if Andala is just making the sensibilization, or beside the three ships that are in Turkey, Andala also takes some humanitarian help and will try to go, or if it's just for sensibilization or a PR on the cause that you defend. So this is that the question that raised me. And the word the word now is for you to end the meeting. Now it's in your side.
So to answer your question regarding the flag, so initially we had three ships. I mean, they are still there, three ships in Turkey. We had two with the Guinea-Bissau flag, and we had another one with the Palau flag, which is a tiny island in the East Asia. Currently, those two ships, which is our one, is a cruiser ship for passengers, for participants, and a smaller one. So the first one is for 1,000 people, and the second one for 200 people. And then we have a third ship, which is a cargo ship, actually quite a giant cargo ship. This one will be carrying 5,000 tons of humanitarian aid. And that's the one that will be delivering the much needed humanitarian aid in Gaza. Andala, on the other hand, it's visiting the European countries in order to raise awareness and challenge the European countries and the local governments. However, Andala is heading to Gaza alongside with these other ships. We are really close to purchase a new ship as well that will be joining the flotilla from Italy or from Malta. It's still not official, but we are in the process of that as well. And so the plan, if we get the state flag sorted, which is our lawyers adding already in negotiation with other countries, we are hoping that we'll be joining and heading to Gaza together. Obviously, there is a lot of challenges regarding timing and most important, the need of responding to the genocide in Gaza, to the Palestinian people.
Só para então, para finalizar, agradecer uma vez mais, desta vez o Fórum Português, agradecer uma vez mais a oportunidade, a recepção, e dizer só duas ou três notas. A primeira, uma nota de informação, nós entregámos a semana passada um abaixo-assinado na residência oficial do Sr. Primeiro-Ministro, juntando 80 organizações de, digamos, de diferentes expressões da sociedade portuguesa, reclamando o reconhecimento do Estado de Palestina, que nos parece mais do que simbólico. Porque reconhecer o Estado da Palestina significa que o povo palestino é igual aos outros povos. Tem direito à autodeterminação, à independência e à liberdade como qualquer outro povo, sem que isso tenha que depender da vontade de quem ocupa e impede a realização desse direito fundamental, que é de todos os seres humanos. Como o Sr. Embaixador da Palestina aqui disse na última vez que aqui tivemos, o reconhecimento do Estado da Palestina significa que as pessoas palestinas são iguais a qualquer outras do mundo, em direitos e, naturalmente, em deveres. Queria dizer também o seguinte. Houve um ministro dos negócios estrangeiros famoso neste país que cunhou uma vez uma frase dizendo que a posição de Portugal era tudo pela Palestina e nada contra Israel. Eu acho que se houve momento em que esta frase deixou de fazer sentido é justamente este. Porque aquilo que está a acontecer em Gaza não é uma trovoada, não é um tremor de terra, não é uma catástrofe natural. O que está a acontecer em Gaza são aviões produzidos por países concretos, a despejar bombas produzidas por países concretos sobre famílias inteiras. apagando-as, em alguns casos, do mapa da existência. E, portanto, em algum momento, a compreensão de que tudo pela Palestina tem que implicar a censura sobre quem está a cometer este ato criminoso tem que ser colocada em cima da mesa. Nós, enquanto Movimento de Solidariedade, saudamos todos os gestos positivos. Evidentemente que o facto do Partido Socialista ter alterado a sua posição é algo que saudamos. Agora, nós vivemos num momento de urgência e precisamos de mais. Precisamos sempre de mais. Nesta altura, as Forças Armadas Portuguesas, a Marinha Portuguesa, está a testar um drone subaquático de Israel. É a informação que nós temos, de acordo com a informação que circula em revistas da especialidade. A simples possibilidade de que Portugal possa considerar a aquisição de equipamento militar de Israel é inaceitável. É inaceitável nesta altura. E, portanto, aquilo que uma declaração, uma afirmação dizendo isto acabou, quer dizer, isto não é possível, quer dizer, não estamos a... É o mínimo, quer dizer, que nós podemos, que nós podemos reclamar. Como digo, em nome, enquanto Movimento de Solidariedade, registamos as votações que o governo português tem tomado na Assembleia Geral das Nações Unidas, a favor do cessar-fogo, a favor do reconhecimento do estatuto da missão das Nações Unidas, da missão da Palestina nas Nações Unidas, mas o que nós vivemos todos os dias exige mais de todos nós, porque, tal como o Sr. Deputado há pouco referiu, os nossos filhos um dia destes vão nos perguntar o que é que nós fizemos enquanto isto estava a acontecer. Porque aquilo que nós estamos a presenciar, nós só conhecemos dos livros de história. Nós nunca vimos, nunca presenciámos nada parecido com isto. E, portanto, há de chegar o dia em que vamos ser nós a ser responsabilizados por aquilo que fizemos. E tudo aquilo que fazemos é ainda assim pouco. Porque mesmo que nós hoje decidamos qualquer coisa, amanhã vão continuar a morrer crianças em Gaza. E, portanto, o apelo que queria deixar, singelo, reiterando uma vez mais os nossos agradecimentos à Comissão Parlamentar por nos receber e por esta oportunidade, é um apelo, quer dizer, não é possível fazê-lo mais sentido do que a Rana e o Youssef aqui o fizeram, mas é um apelo singelo para que façamos mais. Nós precisamos todos de fazer mais, porque o que está a acontecer é insuportável. Muito obrigado.
Yes, will be briefly. As a Portuguese citizen and somebody that does pay my taxes in Ireland, I feel shameful and disgusted about the role of the European countries. This is not about me. Now, what really gets us that has been working on the flotilla, has been engaged in this project, is the fact that Rana, Youssef, alongside with several other Palestinians that are fully involved on the flotilla, has to take action, because the governments are not taking. And I just would like to extend my respect and my solidarity to all the Palestinian people, most recently to Hannah and Youssef, and really demand actions and protection for the flotilla. What we are about to face in the Mediterranean, it's something that we cannot even imagine. We are running a risk, not me, but Rana and Youssef, to be brutally killed one more time by the Israeli forces. Thank you very much for the attention, and thank you very much for making the time for this. Much appreciated. Obrigado.